you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from John chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. That's John 14, 25 and 26.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, August 8th, 2025. And you might be familiar with that voice. That was Tad Jagas, drove in from Champaign today to be a part of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So welcome, and we're so glad you're with us. Whether you're seated here in the studio, and this is capacity crowd, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 17 of us are gathered at the WLUJ studios in Springfield. Today's topic is, can we talk with God? So whether you're in your car, kitchen, or office, or joining us here in the studios, it's a topic that cuts to the heart of every believer's journey. Can we talk with God? And maybe even more personal, can we hear him talk back? Does God speak to us? And are we attentive? Are we listening? Well, we're diving into this with rich and sometimes mysterious, but always knowing it's an essential part of our faith. We're not talking about spooky spirituality or wishful thinking. We're talking about a real relationship with a living God who speaks to us today. Joining us in the studio is Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church here in Springfield. 3 weeks ago, you might have heard a testimony Tuesday on Friday where he shared some of his faith journey, life story, and testimony time. Well, the last 2 weeks with studio guests, he's returned and been a part of discussions. And today, as we talk about can we talk with God, we prayed you all up. I think about six or eight of us prayed before the program. We asked God to use it. And we felt like we talked with God, that he heard our prayers and that he desires that all come to know him. So today we hope that your time where you express your love for him, or maybe you learn to love God through some of our discussion. Pastor Mark Johnson serves also as the chaplain for the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance. And I've mentioned before, that's where I've really gotten to know him and appreciate his gift sets. He has a passion for God's Word. He wants believers to grow in the truth. And he also wants unbelievers, people that haven't yet connected with God or known of God's love, to draw near to him and get to know God in a personal way. And so, Mark, today's topic, can we talk with God? Why choose this of all the topics you could share?
Mark, it's really important for us to stop and think. If we traveled in some circles today and the Christian said, God speaks to me, they might recommend a psychiatrist to you. They might recommend a counselor to you that you need to go get some help. It's amazing that they do that when there's other things they have taken and normalized them and said, these things are just the way people think and the way they feel and they're okay, that are so contrary to what Scripture says to us. So we look at this passage right here that we just read today, that Jesus promised before he left this earth, a helper was going to come. This helper was going to teach us things. He was going to lead us into all truth. He's going to be our counselor. Well, how can he do that unless we can hear his voice? Now, Mark, I've never heard the audible voice of God. I've heard the urgings of God. I've sensed the compelling spirit of God. I have sensed the revelation of God in my life. And that's what we want to encourage people to listen for.
Now, when you say urgings, like the promptings of God, maybe define that for somebody that doesn't even believe God exists, or what do you mean by you feel like he was impressing something on your heart?
For the Christian, that's a pretty easy thing to understand. Because you wouldn't be saved without that. You didn't come to Christ on your own power. You came to Christ because somebody or something was testifying to you, teaching you about Jesus. And the move of the Spirit moved on your heart and urged you, pushed you, and said to you, this is true. You need to receive Christ in your life. You need to surrender your life to Him. We're dependent upon that from the very beginning of our relationship with Him. For the unbeliever, I would tell the unbeliever that what you need to do if you don't believe this is just ask God to show you if He's there. Begin to say, God, if you're there, all these people are telling me you're there. All of them are telling me that you're real. All of them are telling me that you love me. If you're there, show me. Reveal it to me. God who loves us is going to show us His love towards us.
I'm going to open this up to the audience. Has there been a time that you've ever felt, I still don't know why my microphone is really like muted. It's kind of interesting. Mine's going to sound like the lowest of all. So I'm going to open this up to our listening friends here, but have you ever felt there was a time that God was trying to get your attention in a personal way where you knew that someone was speaking to your heart or mind?
Yeah, no question, because I was never seeking God. I was not looking to pray to God. And when I was young, God started speaking to me. I fell in love with kind of a hobby of hiking in the mountains. I was living out west, and I did get some evangelistic messages from people who believed in Jesus, who were known in those days as Jesus freaks. And simultaneously, I was spending time alone hiking in the mountains. And at a certain point during that time period, I fell off of a mountain and I was falling to my certain death, and I felt like a power way beyond my own power had stopped the progress of my falling off a mountain called Three Finger Jack in the Oregon Cascade Mountains. And that night, for the first time in my life, I really believed that there was a power of God that cared enough to save my life, and realized, you know, the consequences. If God didn't save my life, that would have been a tragedy for people who, you know, people who loved me and cared about me. And God started speaking to me during that time period, and I was very thrilled that He was, because when I was hiking, I would pray and God would show me which way to go. When I lost the trail in the snow, I didn't know whether I'd go left or right. And then when I ran out of food, God did some miraculous things in giving me food, because I overstayed as long as I was hiking on backpacking trips. So over the course of the progress of having these conversations with God and God speaking to me, one day God said to me, "My way is through my son." And I was devastated, because I wanted God to speak to me, but I didn't want to accept Jesus as a Savior. In fact, I would argue with the people known as Jesus freaks. It was kind of complimentary and kind of insulting, but people were proud to call themselves Jesus freaks. So that was bad news for me to realize that, and then I fought the idea of being a Christian. See, I was born and raised Jewish, and Jewish people look at Christians in a way of being persecuted by Christians. End of story. I mean, there's no reason we should want to become believers in Christ. I had other reasons. I would say even more importantly, what Christians call sin is what a lot of us would call fun. The people that, you know, I hung out with, we had fun in things that Christians would call sin. So why would we want to give up fun to be a Christian? So I want to read a scripture that urges people not to be like me, where I was blankly running around, and through the prayers, I believe, of people that God started speaking to me. But I believe that we have an obligation, responsibility, to seek God's voice, to pray and ask God to speak to us. And I want to read a scripture that's one of my very favorites. This is Jesus speaking to His disciples, and there were some people who were actually His enemies at the time when He said this that were hearing Him. He said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of My hand." So I'm going to end my little time here, which I appreciate, is by saying there's a really great reason. There's many, many great reasons to seek God and God's voice. I want to live eternally. I don't want to die and not know where I'm going. I believe strongly I'm going to live forever with God, because Jesus promised it, that if you hear His voice, follow Him, you will have eternal life with Him.
Pastor Mark, what are some of the distractions that make it hard for us to hear from God?
I think we have to really pay attention. I would say that to the Christian especially, if you want to hear God, you've got to understand the other voices that speak to you. One, there's the father of all lies.
He lies to us. He tries to deceive us. That's happening in America today all the time. We have whole churches who have wandered from the Word of God and have embraced the culture of the day. So you have to know the Word of God if you're going to clearly hear from God. You have to understand your own desires. What are my desires? And are they aligned with the Word of God? Because if they're not, my desires will mislead me, and I will want to pursue something that I don't need to pursue. And then there's the culture that confuses us and pushes against us. So, Mark, let me share this one thought. The Word of God is foundational to everything for us. Now, the Word of God doesn't speak to every detail. It doesn't tell me, Mark, marry Renee. That has to come because I know the Word of God. I know the Spirit of God. I know her life aligns with the type of wife I would want to have, that God would want me to have, and that this is righteous before God. And then I have to feel the leading of the Spirit in all of that. So God, by His Spirit, gets into the details of our life if we allow Him to. But Mark, I had a young lady come to see me once, and she was determined to divorce her husband. And when I asked her why, she said, because I'm not happy. And I kind of pushed through, why are you not happy? I'm just not happy. I'd be happy with somebody else. And I looked at her and I said, listen, God can make you happy. If you grow in God and hear His voice, you can become happy. But she was having none of it. Her argument was, God wants me to be happy, and I am not happy in my marriage. Therefore, God is okay with me leaving my marriage. That is not scriptural. That is twisting of Scripture. And so we can't twist Scripture and really be hearing God's voice.
Another thing that needs to be mentioned or maybe brought up is understanding the nature of God. Because when we sense and know that He loves us and cares for us and delights in us, then it might be much easier to talk to Him. So does anyone want to maybe share on that topic where their turning point was recognizing how God the Father loved them and obviously demonstrated it through the Lord Jesus Christ? But isn't it important to know of God's unconditional love, that He cares for us and He delights in us? Then wouldn't we be more apt to share with Him or talk with Him? Tad, do you have any thoughts?
Wow. Put me on the spot here. I like what Pastor Mark said about being receptive to the Spirit. In order for God to do anything in us, we have to be willing to listen. And the devil throws so many distractions out there. And we have to work on discipline, but we don't have the strength in ourselves to do it. So we have to go ask for the Spirit to give us the willingness to listen to the Spirit. And then we can start to feel His leading. And God gives us so much evidence of His love and His attention. It's everywhere if we're just willing to see it. And the devil's always throwing distractions out there. You know, I'm running out of money before I'm running out of month. The car broke down. The toilet's plugged up. The lawnmower won't start. Whatever. And that's the point where we have to go, I need to take some time. You know, like Martin Luther said, I need to spend an hour with God every day. And if I'm really busy, I need to spend two.
We have been talking about some distractions about hearing from God, but also I think there's some impediments, some barriers in the form of we have an idea that there's only one way, only a specific way that God speaks to us. And we've already talked about a few things about through His Word, through His an audible voice, through impressions, but there's also He speaks to us through the events in our lives, through people, and He speaks to us in dreams and visions as well. And there's a great example that I'm reminded about in the book of Acts, where Paul was on a missionary journey. He had his mind set about where he was going to go, and he was going to go here and do this and do that. And he had a vision, he had a dream, and he was spoken to in that way to redirect. And he wound up going to Macedonia, encountered a woman, Lydia, who became saved, baptized, and her family. So there's an example of a dream and also through events that God orchestrated that can speak into our lives.
Pastor Mark, I'm going to ask you, how do you personally discern the difference between your own thoughts and the voice of God? Now, you kind of touched on this. I mean, we should be familiar with God's word. And Kurt also mentioned the importance of having other believers involved or speaking truth into your life. But say a thought comes to my mind, how can I discern whether that's from God or maybe my own preference or desire?
Well, I would say two really important things that you just mentioned there. We have to know the word. If it doesn't match up with the word, it's not God. God is not confused. He's not going to lead us two different ways. Does it match up? Does this match up with the character and the nature of God? So, for instance, I had no desire, I had no interest in the Ministerial Alliance here in Springfield. And I'd been here for many years. I just was not drawn to be in it. And there came a time that I was praying. There was a set of events going on, and I was praying, and I sensed in my spirit the Lord say to me, go get involved in the Ministerial Alliance. And I was like, where'd that come from? You know, it had not been on my thought, it had not been in my mind, nothing like, and I said, okay, God, well, I'll think about that. And I was trying to figure out if this was right or not. And it was the next week that the leader of the Ministerial Alliance called me and said, why don't you come to one of our meetings? Well, I hadn't gotten a call like that in years. And so now I'd had this move, this urge of the Spirit, this revelation of the Spirit, and now this man calls me, and I go. And I begin to sense, hey, this isn't what I thought it was. This is a good thing. So the Lord leads us. Now that matches the character of God. It matches the nature of God for unity in the church. It matches so many good things that are there, even though the Ministerial Alliance is pretty diverse.
I'm thinking of Psalm 46:10, which says, be still and know that I am God. And sometimes the reasons we don't hear from God is because we never stop talking, hey, I can hold my hand up to that, or we don't stop scrolling. We're so busy with other activities or social media. And so is there an example in someone's life here that you really sought after God in a very intentional way and really paused from the rat race or your routine, maybe through prayer and fasting or isolating yourself or stopping some activities? Did you feel like you had a renewed sense of God speaking to you?
I have to say one thing that suddenly is coming to me, but I thank God for this. I found my mother's parallel Bible. It has four translations in it. And I started reading it, and I'm like, I think I can understand this because I have four translations. And one of them, that's not clear. That one's sort of clear. And they're not all alike, but I thank God for it every day. And I'm just now realizing he showed me that Bible in Mom's stuff after she passed away, and I just grabbed it. And now I'm like thanking him every day for that.
Mark, there was a time in my life when my dad was in his 80s. And he had gotten very, very sick for 5 or 6 weeks. I was pretty fearful that we were going to lose him. And I remember being at home alone and praying for him. And I was, as I prayed for him, I suddenly had the peace of God come on me. Now, he was probably 81 at this time. And the peace of God came out, and I just kind of knew in my spirit, he's going to be okay. And I stopped and I thanked God for that. And while I was thanking God for that, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, it's not going to always end this way. Someday, I'm going to call him home. Now, why would God say that to me? One, you know that in your mind. I mean, logically, we all know none of us are living forever. But he spoke that into my spirit. It was preparing me for that day. It also prepared me for the next year and a half, 2 years, where I cherished my relationship with him even more than I had before. It prepared me for those things. God gets into the intricate details of our life to reveal important things to us. He wants us to listen to him. So I would say this, Mark, one of the things in our times with God, we call it making an appointment with God. Make an appointment, keep it. Corrie Ten Boom kind of came up with that. Make an appointment and keep it. One of the things that you do in that appointment with God is you stop and you listen. You pray about the things that are important in your life, the urgent issues of life, your sons, your daughters, your grandsons, your granddaughters, the nation we live in, the church we go to, but then we stop and we listen. And when we listen, there's many, many times when God says, call this person, encourage this person, reach out to this person. And if we listen to that, then we get to be a part of the eternal work of God that brings fulfillment and pleasure of God into our spirit.
Well, that's a great segue into what we're going to speak about next Friday during the Friday edition, Mark and Friends, because our topic will be, Does God Answer Prayer? So listening friend, I hope you felt encouraged by what was shared and said today. In fact, before the program, a number of us prayed up that God would use it to help you understand that you can talk with Him. He's a loving God. He cares for you. He created you. He fashioned you. He has plans and purposes for your life. And those get best realized as you get to know God, as you hear His voice, as you pause and listen to Him. But He's approachable. He loves and delights to hear from you. And so pursue Him today, as it says in James 4:8. Draw near to God, come near to God, and He'll come near to you. He loves you, He cares for you, and He desires the best for you. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again, or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to this program again, or listen anytime, or pass it on to a friend. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns in a room of friends. Yay! 17 or 18 of us. And Pastor Mark Johnson with Calvary Church. God bless you. And have a great day, night, and weekend.
Deep within the lonely night, lost in shadows, waiting for the light of another day. How can you go on without hope? To Him, He is there, and He